Yes, and hello once again. I'm Max Rat, and welcome to the Max Rat News Hour. Well, it's, August 10th, early in the morning. That's when I usually do the show. It's kind of like an underground late night thing. And it's the Max Rat News Hour, and tonight I'm going to talk about, I got a few topics for you. First of all, I want to, I'm going to devote most of the show tonight to the, this whole debate or this discussion, if you will, about what's really going on with the economy and what's going on with all this debt talk and all this, raise the debt ceiling and how it all affects you and I and everybody else, and I think that people you're not being told what's going on at one bit at all on TV or on the NPR or whatever stupid radio station you listen to or whatever, because I have to piece it all together and I'll give you bits and pieces of how it works, but nobody's telling you it outright clearly. And I'm going to, not that I'm the most, the clearest person either, but I'm going to try to break it down for you tonight. So we got the debt debacle, whatever you want to call it, what's going on with the economy. I'm going to start with that. I want to give you a quick little stupid thing about Norway, which is just to kind of prove my point that that never happened, or at least the shooting never happened, and the damage from the so-called car bomb, which wasn't a car bomb. It was something else that did that damage. Wasn't much damage anyway, except for a lot of broken windows. And then we're going to talk about this Afghanistan helicopter crash, which is another ridiculous story. We'll go into that as we go. So welcome aboard the Max Rat Show. I want to give you a clip or two and give you a song, and we'll get back and we'll start the show. Welcome aboard the Max Rat News Hour for August 10th.
They're going to let the crisis, as Naomi Klein calls it, disaster capitalism. They just let the disasters happen, and then they try to grab as much as they can after the disasters happen. There's no proactive policies whatsoever, and Barack Obama is the perfect poster child for disaster capitalism. He's not taking one proactive action at all. He's just letting this thing collapse, which is great for bankers on Wall Street because it increases their fees, it increases the debt load, and it just makes them a part of this emerging kleptocracy, billionaires, really at the expense of everybody else.
Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that